Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Every week, I feel the same thing. We dodged another bullet. We didn't have the we didn't have the tropical storm. We got lucky on the hurricane. I guess we are indeed blessed. And, of course, we are blessed with my guest tonight, who's a returning guest. She's terrific. We're going to tell you a little bit about her in just a second. Of course, if you're driving home on 95 or the Turnpike, please be careful. If you're listening on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, we hope that you're taking it nice and easy. And, of course, if you're on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, we're glad you're with us. And you, too. Please be careful. Oh, my aching feet. Seriously, we all know that our feet are truly the foundation of much of our health. And as we age, proper foot care and attention to our feet is critical to our quality of life. I'm sure most of us listening can attest to that. My guest, Dr. Suzanne Fuchs of Lux Podiatry, is here, and we're going to have a good time helping you take care of your feet. More on Dr. Fuchs in a minute. Anyway, a couple of announcements. If, because we are coming up to open enrollment, and I'm going to do a show on open enrollment in 2 weeks, but because we are coming on to open enrollment, I am speaking about the difference between Medicare, managed care, and Medicaid at the Phoenix in Delray Beach on Thursday. And I encourage anybody who has interest in that subject to come. I'm going to be at 2 o'clock at the Phoenix in Delray Beach. It's right near Delray Hospital. It's a great subject. I've done the talk before. It's really important information. Your mailbox is about to be filled with all sorts of colorful brochures encouraging you to come to the greatest insurance plan of all time. So you need to know more about it before you make those decisions. So again, I'm going to be at the Phoenix on Tuesday. Thursday. I keep saying Tuesday. It's going to be Thursday. If you come tomorrow, I won't be there. Anyway, the other thing is, if you're up in the Stewart area and you're in need of a support group because a family member has Alzheimer's or dementia, we are conducting a support group at Your Life in Stewart at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and I encourage you to be there if you have a family member with Alzheimer's and dementia and you're looking for help. But now, because the reason you tuned in, let me get to my guest. Dr. Suzanne Fuchs is a podiatric, am I saying it right? Podiatric or podiatric foot and ankle physician and surgeon. She is focused on achieving the best possible outcome for her patients. A health and fitness enthusiast, Dr. Fuchs chose to pursue a career in podiatry with a focus on reconstructive foot surgery and sports medicine. Frequently quoted in Elle, Forbes, Fitness Magazine, among others, she is sought after nationally as a nationally recognized subject matter expert. She received her bachelor's degree from the University of Pittsburgh and continued her education in podiatric medicine and surgery at Temple University School of Podiatric Medicine. She then completed her residency in foot and ankle surgery at North Shore L.I.J. Hofstra School of Medicine in New York, now known as Northwell, under the guidance of top podiatric and orthopedic foot and ankle surgeons. And since I am from that area, I can tell you that is a top-notch education. So we were talking about all of the things, places we had in common before we came on the air. Dr. Fuchs has worked alongside Division I collegiate team physicians and is board certified by the American Board of Podiatric Medicine. She is currently on the staff of Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, Surgical Center of Palm Beach Gardens, and MIVIP Surgery Center. She also hosts a healthy lifestyle blog called Dr. Suze Heals. Suze, Dr. Suze, S-U-Z, Heals, H-E-A-L-S.com. She does a blog there, and I encourage you to check that out. So welcome back, Dr. Fuchs. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good. Glad that you're back. Last time you were here, we had such a good time. We didn't get to anything or everything that we wanted to get to because we have so much to talk about. Who would have thought the feet could be that interesting? But it is.
It is.
So as we age, there really are differences in foot care and in foot health. So I guess starting at the 30,000 foot level, as we age, what are some of the things that we should be paying more attention to?
Sure. There's plenty of things that people just don't notice when you're younger, and things can develop over time. So arthritis, of course, that's a big one. You can get that in your knees and hips and shoulders, but also your feet and your ankles. So that is very common. That's what we see. A type of arthritis called gouty arthritis. It's more common in men, but women after like postmenopausal can get that. We see a flattening of the arch of the foot. So over time, your foot type can change a bit. The arch falls. Mainly, a lot of times that could be from arthritis, but it could also be from a dysfunction of a tendon called the posterior tibial tendon. That's the tendon that holds up your arch, that kind of makes up the arch. And that tendon can weaken over time, especially from just wear and tear, being on your feet for so many years. We walk so many miles. I mean, the little step counter that people have, anywhere from most of the time 5,000 to 10,000 steps a day, and that really adds up over time, especially because, truly believe, and it's pretty well known, that our feet haven't fully evolved or adapted to the ground that we walk on. We walk on concrete, hard floors most of the time. We're not walking on grass or sand most of the time. Some of us are, if you're lucky to work as a lifeguard, but we're on the beach. But most of the time, we're on hard ground. So our feet really haven't adapted to that. So we can develop all of these issues. There's so many more things, too. But
and I think about it as you're talking. I think that certainly I have. Some of us put on a little bit more weight as we get older. And in many ways, we may not be more athletic, but we're athletic differently, right? Mm-hmm. So we're playing more golf as we age, right?
Yeah, or tennis, like the weekend warrior type of thing, where maybe for years you've been sitting at a job or for work, and you haven't really been quote-unquote athletic since maybe high school or college, and then now you have more free time and you want to go out and play tennis and play golf. And so a lot of people just go and they play these sports or participate in these activities and aren't really conditioning their body for that.
Right.
So the big thing with any sport or activity, especially if it's something new for you, is that you want to condition your body, get it ready for that, in terms of stretching, mobility exercises, which maybe we'll talk about a little bit, and the appropriate shoe wear and maybe even insoles. So it's really important, especially as you age, to not just go and start a sport or an activity, to maybe think about that in terms of conditioning yourself, wearing the right shoes, maybe seeing a podiatrist, seeing a physical therapist, a personal trainer, somebody who's certified in what they do that can evaluate you before you just jump into it.
So it's interesting. We didn't talk much about this in preparation for tonight, but you raised it and I think about insoles. If you buy expensive tennis wear, for example, or sneakers, they always come with pretty good insoles. But you go into any decent shoe store and they're selling insoles, and then I'm sure you prescribe more expensive insoles. Insoles is not the word I'm looking for at the moment.
Right. An orthotic.
Right. Are there anything we should be careful about that we should pay attention to?
Definitely.
How important is this? Right?
The over-the-counter insoles, they're usually for shock absorption, which is great because a lot of people, their shoes won't provide that. And then for arch support. So it's usually shock absorption, arch support, and cushioning. That's mainly the over-the-counter insoles. So you really can't go wrong if you want to just try something like a Dr. Scholl's or something like that. But if you're going to those machines, I would actually advise not to do that, because you could be getting a scan or quote unquote like a prescription type orthotic, but it may not be the right one for you. So a machine evaluating you isn't really the best way to go. I actually have seen people cause themselves more pain and injuries from that. So if you're going to get over the counter, get something that's just simply for a little arch support, cushioning, that's it.
So what they really should do is, because you're too kind to say this, is they should go see you.
Yeah, of course. Right?
They should go see a podiatrist.
Especially as you age, I think, right? and you're already starting to have some foot pain, you know, maybe cramping or starting a new sport, or even something you've been doing for a while, I would definitely suggest coming to see the podiatrist, and then we can decide whether a custom orthotic. Sometimes we'll start with an over-the-counter orthotic. Maybe we'll add some padding, but a lot of times people will need that customized, the prescription orthotic. I kind of make the analogy to eyeglasses. You know, you can buy over-the-counter eyeglasses maybe for reading, but a lot of people will need a prescription just to help you see better, not strain your eyes, something more long-term. So a custom orthotic will give you more of that specific stability and support that you need, and alignment. A lot of times we'll use the orthotic not just for foot or ankle pain, but also to help alleviate knee pain, back pain, poor alignment, things like that.
And I was going to say, problems with your feet are certainly real. Because I struggle with a foot problem for a long time. I know that they're real, but they can affect your gait and your balance and how you
100%.
Walk. And that can present even more, right? They're everything. So foot care really matters.
Yeah.
So given that, how often how often should someone visit a podiatrist like yourself? And what should prompt you to go, right? Because, you know, what's happening that says, you know, I think I should go see Suzanne?
Sure, yeah. A lot of people will come to me when it's too late.
Right.
You know, they'll come. Most people don't notice their feet until there's a problem, right? I'm pretty sure most people are like that. So I would say, again, before you start a new sport or activity, if you're starting to see any changes in your foot, some people will notice it will get, you know, a little wider or swelling or, you know, pain, inflammation that wasn't there, I wouldn't ignore it. You know, if you make a little change and 3-5 days later, it's better, that's okay. But if it keeps coming back or you make that change and it doesn't resolve, I would definitely see, you know, come see us or another podiatrist in your area.
And we're going to talk about all of the kinds of things that can drive you there, but over the course of the next, you know, for the rest of the show. But the truth of the matter is that failure to pay attention to the signs that you're about to experience or are experiencing some foot problem can multiply itself differently as you age than it did as you were younger. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, definitely.
It's really mm-hmm. it's bad. So we didn't really talk. Does the quality of your athletic shoe, for example, is that a place you should invest real money in, or is that overrated?
Oh, for sure. Definitely your shoe. I always start with that. You want to make sure you're wearing a good supportive shoe. So the things you want to look for, first of all, you should know your foot type. So they're basic. There's a lot more specificities with this, but the basic 3 foot types are low arch, a normal arch, or a high arch. So you kind of want to see, there's ways to see that on your own, but definitely seeing a podiatrist would be a good idea if you're not sure, but you'd want to see that. So the shoes are made for a lower arch, so that they provide a lot of arch support, but you want to see what your foot type is before you go get the shoe. So you want to make sure it's a shoe. Usually a lot of people go for more of a neutral shoe and then add an insole. So I'll usually tell people if they're not sure, get a neutral shoe, and then you can always add an over-the-counter or a custom insole. The other thing you want to look for is good shock absorption, especially if you're a runner, you're doing some sort of more high-intensity exercise, go for shock absorption. So the proper support, stability, the heel counter, just to hold your heel in a good alignment. Because if you have your heel going in too much of one direction or the other, that could put a lot of strain on the tendons on the inside of your foot and ankle or the outside, depending on the position. That's the other thing. You want to make sure that the shoe bends at the toes and you're not able to bend it all the way. So you want to make sure the shoe, you could bend at the toes, but you're not, it's not too flexible. You want flexibility, but you don't want so much where it's not providing any support or stability. So you kind of, usually, especially a more high intensity activity, you want to avoid those very minimal barefoot type shoes, in my opinion, because most of the people aren't, again, running on a beach or grass or, right. you know, something right. soft. They're running on concrete outside or even a treadmill. So you need to have more support, stability, shock absorption. And that barefoot stuff, I really would not, I would tell most people, especially older people with some arthritis, fallen arches, plantar fasciitis, tendonitis, to stay away from that type of shoe.
Yeah, I guess we could talk about sandals and things as well. But the other thing is, you're talking, I'm sensitive to it. Choosing the right shoe store matters. All right, I know that you're not likely on the radio to recommend anybody, but I will, because there's somebody across the street from the studio here who I go to, Noble Shoes. All right, and I know that there's somebody right by your there's a good shoe store right by your office mm-hmm. up in the Jupiter area. And I'm not taking anything away from the retail outlets in the mall, but typically, you know, you got a 17 or an 18-year-old kid who doesn't really know much except what's on sale and to ask you if you need an extra pair of socks or if you buy the shoes, because that's what they're trained to do. It really does matter to go someplace where the person working to fit you with your shoe knows what they're doing.
Right, which is... Like you said, it's not easy to find, but right. we're lucky here to have a couple of specialty shoe stores,
right.
and I do refer a lot of my patients there. But by seeing a specialist, I can tell the patient, you know, if they come to see me first, I usually tell them, don't buy a shoe, let me evaluate you first. And then I can even write it down and send them to the store with this specific prescription. It's hard to exactly go by the model because models of shoes are changing right. all the time. But I can tell them the type of shoe, the type of, if they want to try an over-the-counter insole. And I usually write that down or send them with a kind of a prescription.
So I haven't given everybody who's listening any idea of where you are. So okay, tell everybody where you are.
We are in Jupiter. Our address is 1080 East Indian Town Road. That's in Jupiter, Florida. We're close to the water right across from the Maltz Theater, the Jupiter Theater, right before you get to the Jupiter Beach Resort.
Right. And we're going to give number, website, and more information as the show unfolds. So get a pen if you don't have one handy. You're a firm believer in non-surgical remedies, and I want to talk about those when we come back from the break. You're a firm believer in trying to avoid surgery with, I know we talked a little bit about amniotics, PRP, and stem cell, and I want to talk more about that. I think some people misunderstand that a podiatrist is more than somebody you just go to have your toenails cut if you're older, right, or something. So there are a lot of issues that bring people to you, right? They run the gamut. You've named a few, right? Plantar fasciitis, bunions, right. I know another, mm-hmm. flat feet, and all of those things. Ankles matter as much as feet. Too, yes. though, right? So I don't want to understate that. If the same warning signs would apply if you're worried about your ankles,
right.
and then I guess we'd need to talk about Achilles heels as well. Mm-hmm. And we will, all of the above. And if you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is a podiatrist who is has a really unique practice in the sense that she's very forward-thinking, using a lot of the latest skill set. She is using alternative medicine. It's not alternative medicine.
It's more like complementary.
Complementary.
Medicine.
Better choice of words. Dr. Fuchs is the owner with her partner of Lux Podiatry in Jupiter. She's been a guest here before. We're talking about feet. We're going to continue to do that. If you have questions for Dr. Fuchs or for myself, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960. 9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is a podiatrist in the Jupiter area. She's been a guest here before. She's really very special, very caring. She has kind of a unique practice. We're going to talk more about that as the show unfolds. One of the reasons that she's unique is she doesn't run to operate all that quickly, and she's looking for alternative treatments that may prevent the need for surgery for all of the conditions that we're most likely to go see her for. I know one of the things that she is doing a lot of is stem cell and amniotic injections, and I guess we can talk about PRP, although I know now I've been educated. She's not doing that as much as she is the others. So let's talk about those treatments.
Sure.
What are stem cell treatments, amniotic injections, PRP, and where are they appropriate? Because they're not for everybody for every disease, right?
Right, exactly. Right. So PRP, I guess we can start there, stands for platelet-rich plasma. So what that is, it's a concentrated mix of blood platelets. Blood platelets, what they do in the body is they help with clotting and they help with wound healing. So people thought in the beginning, well, this can stimulate the healing process more naturally and kind of with a more regenerative process. And it provides some growth factors. It helps with collagen growth, which can help heal tendons and ligaments and the joint, Right. So what we do in terms of harvesting, I guess, the PRP would be to actually take it from the patient's own blood. So we draw the blood from their blood, and then we spin that down to get this platelet-rich plasma. And then we inject a certain amount of that into the area of concern. I would say the top things that we use it for in our office, which, again, we're not using it as much, but the top things are for plantar fasciitis, for arthritis, especially arthritis of the ankle, but more of like a mild to moderate. If it's really severe, it may not work in the office setting. And for tendonitis, mostly Achilles tendonitis, but we can use it in the other tendons as well.
Okay.
So that's basically what PRP is. We can also, some people are using it for wounds and things like that, but mostly we use it in the office for those three things.
Does it work instantly, or does it take multiple treatments?
That's a good question. Usually it takes multiple treatments. What we do is we give one injection every 2 weeks, and then usually about three injections. So okay. With PRP, I usually recommend three injections for that. Most of these injectables, we do recommend three. Sometimes with the amniotic, which I can go over, I'll do one and then wait about 3 to 6 weeks. I usually do it into a tendon, see how they react to that, how they're healing, and then maybe we'll do a second and third. But with PRP, we usually do three.
And so to the amniotic and stem cell, how does that differ? And
yeah, sure. So the amniotic, it's amniotic fluid. So amniotic fluid comes from, during C-sections, it's the fluid, the amniotic sac, everything that kind of comes out from that. It's the mothers are consented beforehand, and it goes through a process of, basically, it's a sterilization process to make sure that there's no problems with it. So, and it's something that would be thrown away anyway, but it's harvested at the time of birth. So what that is that provides growth factors. They're mesenchymal stem cells, so they're undifferentiated. So wherever you inject it, it can actually help those cells in that area repair. So we also use it a lot for plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis. In the office, we can it's a simple injection. It comes frozen from these laboratories that are FDA approved, and we inject it right into the site. It's minimal to no pain. And usually the difference between another difference, there's a few between amniotic and the PRP, is that right away, most people don't have any pain with the amniotic injections. With PRP, a lot of times people will get this initial inflammatory kind of reaction. And sometimes they don't want to come back for a second one. Most of the time, it's not a big deal, but once in a while, we'll get people with a little bit more pain. With the amniotic, I've never had more pain. If anything, there's less almost, within the first week. Amniotic fluid can also help decrease scar tissue. It's bactericidal, so it helps prevent infections to the area. And again, it has all those growth factors as well.
And they're blood type neutral. I mean,
yes.
Because they're all, you use the word sterilized, I assume that's the proper.
Yeah, and they're not reactive. Right. So that's been tested multiple times. So it's not like getting some other implants or grafts or transplants. This tissue is non-reactive at all. So there's, with both PRP and amniotic, there's really no side effects. The only thing, like I said, with PRP is sometimes I see that inflammatory reaction.
And is stem cell and amniotic the same thing? They are synonymous?
So these are amniotic cells have some stem cells in there, these mesenchymal stem cells. We can't technically say stem cells because they're not coming from your own stem cells, which comes from your own body, whether it's fat or, marrow. This is from the amniotic or sometimes placental cells.
So obviously, they work, or you wouldn't be doing them. Is that right? So are the outcomes really very positive? You obviously think the amniotic is easier and more efficacious.
Like I said, the inflammation and that initial. Sometimes people will have that initial pain, but also they don't have to have their blood drawn. It's less, for them, less messy. It's easier, usually less painful. More people, and I guess it's just kind of the more trendy thing people are asking for this too.
Right.
But we've had great results, especially with the plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis. We've used it in the office as well as during surgery. We'll use it in conjunction with, say, an Achilles repair for an Achilles tendon rupture. We'll put a graft, an amniotic graft on there. We've also used this type of tissue for wounds, for wound care, diabetic wounds and others.
So neither of those, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, are covered by insurance.
They're not covered by insurance. Right.
So are they expensive? They used to be very expensive, but...
They've gotten a little bit less expensive, just there's more labs making these, and the same with PRP, the equipment that we use, but there's still, you know, there's a price range, but a lot of people will find that it's worth the investment. It can prevent or hold off surgery for some time, and it's done in the office. So a lot of people, it's not just that they're maybe afraid of the surgery or complications, it's more the time. And they don't have the time, they're working or they're traveling, and they want something that's
I didn't ask about recovery. This is kind of instant.
Yeah, instant. So, a lot of times with the PRP, the amniotic cells, other types of injections that we do, we'll have people, sometimes we'll put them in a boot, depending on how severe, we'll put them in a walking boot, but they can walk instantly. And a lot of times we'll start the physical therapy right away, eccentric exercises, things like that.
That's really fascinating. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're a regular listener, we're thrilled that you're back tonight. If you're a new listener, we're glad that you found us. We're here every Monday night on 95.9 True Oldies, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. Tonight, we are talking to Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is one of the partners of Lux Podiatry here in Jupiter. And we're talking about a whole host of things, about issues with your feet as we age. We talked about tennis shoes. We talked about inserts. And now we just talked about PRP and amniotic cell treatments. We have a whole host more to talk about as well. So if you have questions for Dr. Fuchs, I encourage you to give us a call at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is a partner in Lux Podiatry. We're going to tell you more about her practice and how you can reach her in a little bit. We're talking about issues with your feet and your ankle. There's a whole host of issues as we age that we have to confront. And frankly, problems with our feet and our ankles are exacerbated by our new lifestyle. If we've just retired, increased tennis, increased golf. We're talking about, maybe weight gain or weight loss. It affects our gait and balance. Did I say gait, gain, and loss? I meant weight, gain, and loss. It's a long day, folks. I'm sorry. Anyway, one of the other things that as we get older that impacts our feet or can have or impact our feet greatly is diabetes. And diabetes is epidemic in our aging population today. And so I don't want the whole night to be spent on that, but we want to spend a little bit of time on diabetes and your feet. So Dr. Fuchs, run.
Sure. You're right. Diabetes, a lot of our patients actually are diabetic, and that's why so many patients come to us in the first place, because they're diabetic. Most diabetic patients should get their feet checked at least once a year. Very good primary care doctors, when a patient's diabetic, they usually tell them to see a podiatrist. That's like one of the doctors they send them to along with some other ones. So I'd say at least once a year. A lot of our patients we see every 3 to 6 months, depending on if they have any foot issues. If somebody has their diabetes are well controlled, they have no foot issues, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Maybe they only have to be seen once a year or twice a year. It really just depends, but you should definitely see a podiatrist if you're diabetic. Some of the signs and symptoms you can look for in diabetes, the lower extremity warning signs. Even if you're not sure if you have diabetes or whether you do or you know you do or you don't, sometimes I can see a patient for the first time and ask them, do you have diabetes? And they've never been diagnosed with it, but we can kind of diagnose them in the office before we do the blood work and other exams. So some of the things you can see, numbness in your feet. Usually it starts in the toes, sometimes like one or two toes, and then it's over time as your diabetes worsens or the less well-controlled it is, the more the blood sugar goes up, it can start to go to all your other toes and then slowly go up your foot. So numbness in the toes, some people will describe this as if they're wearing a sock, and the feeling just isn't the same as they used to have. Sometimes you can get pain, but it's more of like a numb, tingling type of pain. Another thing you can look for are, of course, non-healing or slow healing wounds and cuts, sores on your lower extremity. That's something else to look for. If you're not healing the same anymore, that could be a sign. Pain, cramping in your legs, pain. Sometimes people will note like pain in their toes. They have to put their foot down or off the bed, say, if they're sleeping, because when it's raised, they have more pain. When it's down, it's almost like the circulation, the blood is trying to get down to the toes. And then by putting your toes down, it increases the circulation. So that's another thing. Bleeding corns, calluses. Again, and this is something we can go over, but never try to treat these things at home on your own.
Right.
I've seen people try to treat corns and calluses, whether they knew they were diabetic or not, with those over-the-counter, those salicylic acid pads, and I've actually seen people cause such a wound that it became infected, and we had to amputate the toe. So stay away from any of those over-counter corn and callus treatments. Just come and see the podiatrist. Nail infections, ingrown toenails, fungal infection, something that's recurrent, infections of the toes, it's another sign. And skin color changes, hyperpigmentation, or like increase in maybe like a purple or a reddish color, something that you never really used to see before. Skin changes in terms of like skin getting really thin, losing some of the pedal hair or the hair on your foot, ankle, lower extremity.
So it's safe to say if you're diabetic, one of the most important members of your medical team should be the podiatrist.
Oh, definitely.
Right? Because that's where a lot of your problems are going to manifest themselves. Is that fair?
Definitely. A podiatrist, they say, If you see a podiatrist and you're diabetic, it actually decreases the chance of any type of amputation by up to 85%.
Wow.
So if you're, it's more preventative, like we were talking about before. Seeing a podiatrist is preventative, so it can definitely, which is the one of the worst case scenarios, is an amputation.
Sure.
Or losing your life. So
right.
those are the two things that can be prevented by up to 85%, which is huge. Hospitalizations, I believe, if you see a podiatrist, that decreases by at least 20%. So it is really important.
Is it fair to say, I guess I don't really know the answer to this, I guess that's why it's a question. Almost everybody who comes to visit you, their insurance will, in fact, cover their visit.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Right?
You know, a lot of the patients that are diabetic, they happen to have Medicare, right? So there's certain qualifications. One of the qualifications is diabetes. Neuropathy, which can be caused by diabetes, which is a decrease in that sensation, like I was telling you, that numbness or tingling, that can be a sign of neuropathy. So that's one of the qualifications under Medicare for seeing a podiatrist, being evaluated by a podiatrist, maybe having your nails, you know, inspected, cut, ingrown toenails taken out, things like that. Other things that are covered are vascular disease, like I was telling you, the color changes, pain in the limbs, that could be a vascular disease, so peripheral vascular disease, whether it's a venous type of, which is veins, or peripheral arterial disease, which are the arteries, stroke, other some issues where it's hard for you to get down to your feet to see them.
Right.
There's a certain qualification, which you can read if you have Medicare or Medicaid to see if that's covered. But yeah,
right.
A lot of the patients that do have these issues are covered by their insurance. But you do have to meet some of these qualifications. It's not just age.
Right. So if you're tuning in late, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And if you've missed the beginning of the show, I'm going to tell you how you can catch up in a little while. But I'm here tonight talking to Dr. Suzanne Fuchs of Lux Podiatry in Jupiter. I'm going to give you, when we come back, her contact information and the website and telephone number, all of the above. So get a pen ready. Dr. Fuchs has been here before, but as you can tell, if you have been listening from the beginning, she is a wealth of information about your feet and feet and foot and ankle care, which is so, so important to the quality of life for all of us. It is the foundation upon which we stand, literally and figuratively. If you have questions for Dr. Fuchs, there is still time for you to call. All you have to do is dial 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is a partner in Lux Podiatry. Dr. Fuchs, as long as I mentioned that, why don't we tell people about your practice? Because it is a little different. You have a partnership. Your partner is Mike Shy, because he's sitting here and he's not talking.
He likes to talk more than me.
But let's talk about your practice, and then how do people reach you, and what's the website, et cetera?
Sure. Yeah. So we're podiatric practice. We do surgery, but we try to exhaust all conservative treatments. We try to treat the patient. I hate to say holistically because I feel like it's overused, but treat the whole patient. So a lot of times, you know, a foot issue may be more, there's something systemic going on, an inflammatory issue, another injury, a gait issue, maybe a limb length difference or something like that. So we try to evaluate the whole patient, get a full medical history beforehand, allergies, and then we do try to treat more conservatively. We try to be, if it is surgical, something more minimally invasive, which to me, minimally invasive doesn't necessarily mean a small incision. Yes, that's what most people think minimally invasive, because you're going to have a smaller scar, but also minimally invasive just causing less trauma or less damage to the tissue. So just being more careful using some of the newer techniques and newer tools. So we try to stay on top of what's, you know, innovative, or but also at the same time something that we truly believe in and we've you know, tried and, you know, researched. We don't just go into something new. You know, we do try to always have the patient's interests in mind, their best interests in mind. So, again, we do surgical, but really training more holistically. And we work very closely with, we have a chiropractor that's in our office, with chiropractor, physical therapist, acupuncturist, so massage therapist. So we do take all of that. And I'm also trained in reflexology and other types of traditional Chinese medicine. So I try to incorporate that into my practice as well. And in terms of pain management, we really stay away from opioids. That's been a huge problem, especially in any type of orthopedic surgery. So we try to stay away from that as much as possible. Of course, sometimes people do need that, and there's a need for that maybe immediately after surgery. But we try to give more, healthier alternatives before, during, and after the surgery. So we do maintain, you know, make sure that the pain is managed, but in a healthier way.
So how do people reach you?
Sure. They can reach us. Our phone number is 561-619-3557. Our website is luxpodiatry.com. You can find us on Facebook at Lux Podiatry, Instagram at Lux Podiatry.
And Lux, for those who are writing it down, is L-U-X-E Podiatry. So luxpodiatry.com and Facebook, Lux Podiatry. a couple of things. You said right before the break, and I find it really interesting, talked about Venus involvement, all right? Mm-hmm. And you can't turn on the TV today without seeing a commercial for a vein center. Mm-hmm. Which prompts the question, one, how is that different from what you're doing? Why them and not you, or why you and not them? And then people often think that they should go to an orthopedic guy instead of to you. So are there differences in the practices? What are those differences? And maybe can help clarify what would be important for people to hear.
So, they're all sort of overlapped.
Right.
So there are some podiatrists that will treat the venous conditions. We don't treat that in our office necessarily. We do can prescribe, compression stockings. We can diagnose that. We don't surgically or, there's lasers, there's ablation. We don't do that in our office, although there are podiatrists that do. We just don't do that in our office. And the same thing with orthopedics. There's a lot of overlap with that as well. There are foot and ankle orthopedics that do bunion surgery, ankle surgery, treat plantar fasciitis. They treat a lot of the same things when it comes to more bone, joint, and tendon. I would say orthopedics overall, though, are more surgically inclined. So they usually, it's a joke, and I have a lot of friends that are orthopedics as well, but usually, they'll give an injection, cortisone now, PRP, stem cells, send for physical therapy, send a patient to physical therapy, or do surgery. There isn't really as much in terms of orthotics. I don't really know any that make them. Some physical therapists do, some chiropractors do, but they don't really do much in orthotics or biomechanics. And biomechanics is really what podiatry is based in, is the biomechanics, the pathomechanics of gait, foot typing, and there's a lot more to that, but that's the difference between orthopedics and then in terms of the venous, podiatrists can do that, but also vascular surgeons treat veins as well, and a lot of that's going more to minimal.
And you're absolutely right. I tell people all the time, if you go to a surgeon, the likely recommendation is going to be surgery.
Right.
I mean, it's not all the time. It's not universal. There are those who won't.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. Not everybody is knife happy. But the likely outcome of your consultation is going to be recommended surgery. And that may have been the perfect solution, and maybe it isn't. That's up to you. But podiatry, in your practice in particular, is much more about avoiding surgery, finding alternatives, and getting people better. And it's really interesting. I know I noticed that as soon as I met you. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. I'm here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is a partner in Lux Podiatry, and we've been talking about problems with your feet and with your ankles. We've been talking about various treatments. The truth is, as it was the last time she was here, we are going to run out of time to get to everything that I want to talk about. But if you just tuned in and you're sorry because this is something you really wish you had paid attention to earlier, the good news is that you can still listen to the show because we podcast. Yes, we do. Tomorrow, we'll be on podcast. OMG, I'm getting on whatever platform you use for podcasts, there we will be. OMG, I am getting. It'll be up probably around noontime, maybe earlier tomorrow. Of course, if you're not a podcaster, I understand that. Not everybody is. We will also put it on my website, which is palmbeach.comforcare.com. comforcare.com. I know you're going to want to put a T in there. Everybody does. Don't do it. You won't find us. Palm Beach, one word, .comforcare, comforcare.com. If you don't have a radio, that is not excuse not to listen to us, because you do have a smartphone, and there is an app for that. It is called TuneIn Radio, and it's free. You can download it on any platform, any smartphone. TuneIn Radio, TuneIn is one word. Just set a reminder for WSVU. Those are our call letters. Every Monday night at 6, because we are here talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents at 6 o'clock every Monday evening. And, of course, we simulcast on the web, www.trueoldiesfla.com, locally, around the country, around the world. So there is no excuse not to listen to us. Turn up the dial You will find us, I promise you, and it will be worth your while because we will have great guests like we do tonight. Next week, a show I'm really looking forward to, an elder rights expert from the Elder Rights Center of Excellence at the Aging and Disability Resource Center is going to be here, Kate Kramer. You know, just today on the Today Show, if you happen to look at it, there is a scam today, or a Medicare scam today, where people were taking swabs of your mouth, promising you all sorts of interesting diagnoses and warning signs. And the truth of the matter is, they were a fraud. And what happened? They billed Medicare and you didn't get anything. So we're going to be talking about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. It is epidemic in the senior population. It's so important. So Kate Kramer from the Area Agency on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center, she's going to be here next Monday. In 2 weeks, a show I do every year, and I do it because it is incredibly important. Desiree Mearns, who heads up the SHINE effort, Serving the Health Insurance Needs of Elders. SHINE is a free service to help people navigate open enrollment. And open enrollment is an amazing event. It happens every year from October 15th to December 7th. I encourage you to listen to that show. We're going to tell you things that you need to know in order to make sure that you make the best choices if you're of Medicare age. Should you look at Medicare Advantage? You know, there's a lot of stuff on TV today. It's already starting. Joe Namath is on the TV every 20 minutes. All right. And I can tell you that what he is promising in that commercial, while not untrue, it's really close. So I'm just telling you. I mean, it's true. Every word of it is true, with a whole lot of caveats. And we're going to talk about all of the available options for your Medicare Advantage plan. So I encourage you to tune in 2 weeks when Desiree Mearns will be here from SHINE. Well, in the couple of minutes that I have left with Dr. Fuchs, who is of Lux Podiatry. Dr. Fuchs, one more time, how do people reach you, your website, your telephone number, et cetera, and where you are?
Sure. Our phone number is 561-619-3557. Our website is www.luxluxepodiatry.com. We're located in Jupiter, 1080 East Indian Town Road. We're suite 201. Again, that's in Jupiter, Florida. We're right across from the Maltz Jupiter Theater.
And your office hours are?
It's basically 9 to 5, yeah. Monday through Friday.
That's great. We
do some house calls.
Cool. That's great. And I can tell you that she also visits Discovery Village, which is where I met Dr. Fuchs, and they love her there. So I know that you will as well.
It's a great place. Well. I love going there.
I will as well. So I have one quick question, I guess, or kind of maybe quick. We only have a minute or two left. My daughter broke her toe, all right? Mm-hmm.
Which toe?
I don't remember. It wasn't her big toe.
Okay.
I think it was one of the middle toes.
Okay. Yeah.
There's not much you can do for a broken toe, is there? It's really hard.
If it's not dislocated, which that's my favorite thing to do, is to
put it back.
Toes back. There, you just buddy splint it, you tape it up, and you want to be in a stiff sole shoe. So one of those surgical shoes or a really stiff sandal, something like that. You just don't want to bend the toe while it's healing. Bone takes about 6 to 8 weeks to heal. So.
And the other thing I would say is you're probably not a big fan of flip-flops.
No, I actually call them the cigarettes of shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting diagnosis. I have to remember that.
So if you do wear them, it's for the shower or maybe a minute or two here and there. I don't even like them around your house. Right. You can trip, slip, fall, and they're providing absolutely no support. And your feet have to work extra hard to keep them on. So it can cause hammer toes, plantar fasciitis, heel fissures, things like that.
So we didn't talk about in depth. We've mentioned the word plantar fasciitis often.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about it.
But we didn't really have a chance to get to it, and I do. We didn't talk about ablation and aromas. We didn't talk about proper nail maintenance. I mean, there's a whole host of other things that we could have talked about.
I discuss them a lot on we go over that on our social media, Instagram, which is at Lux Podiatry, Facebook at Lux Podiatry. Our website has some information. My blog, Dr. Sue's Heels, drsuzhals.com has some information about that foot care. I try to blog about that too. So, or people can send us a question or call us for an appointment.
It's terrific. You're a wonderful guest.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Glad
Thanks
you agreed to
me.
Come back. It's a really, it's a pleasure. I enjoyed it last time. I enjoyed it as much, if not more, tonight. So thank
Same
you
here.
So much.
Thank you.
If you're a regular listener, you know that this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here every Monday night on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents each and every week. Sometimes we do medical shows like tonight. Other times we do important shows like elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation next week. We're really important information, or we put out really important information. At least I think it's really important, and I'm glad that you choose and to listen. If you want, tell your friends, come back. You can listen to us on podcast, as I said earlier. Every Monday night at 6 o'clock, you will find us here talking about things that are important to you. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. Have a great week. We'll see you next Monday. Good night, all.